now streaming on Paramount Plus. Gather your besties.
We are very exclusive.
And get ready.
Mom, go make snacks.
For sure, Regina, yeah.
For the movie that hits like a bus. In a good way.
No one died.
Mean Girls. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Let's make some trades next on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Hello and welcome to FFT in 5. I'm Chris Towers here with Dave Richard, and we're going to talk about some trades. But first, as has been the case for the last couple of days, we got to do Cooper Kupp in 5, or maybe 30 seconds. Cooper Kupp will be placed on IR. He's going to have surgery on his ankle. It's a big blow, arguably the best player in fantasy. We've talked about it a lot the last couple of days. I don't think we need to spend much time on it, but yeah, not great news there. Not great news for Dallas Goedert either. He's going to miss, quote, extended time with a shoulder injury suffered during Monday night's game. I think it was on that play where he fumbled that should have been a face mask. So definitely some insult to injury there. And then other interesting note from Tuesday, Najee Harris is dealing with some knee soreness. It doesn't sound like it's a major deal, but Mike Tomlin did say that he could be limited in week 11. That could push Jalen Warren into even a bigger role. Although, Dave, I'm not sure about you, but I don't think Warren would be a top 24 running back for me if Harris is active.
No, but if Harris is inactive and we've got ourselves a workhorse running back for the Steelers, especially if the Bengals don't bring back DJ Reader this week, he would make my top 24, maybe even top 20 at running back. Would be a low to maybe even middle of the pack starting option. He's given you at least 10 PPR points each of the past two games. If he's still somehow on the waiver wire in your league, change that. Pick him up. Although I'm not, I think I would pick him up ahead of Tony and Christian Watson, but it's really, I think it really comes down to what you need and how badly you want running back depth.
Yeah, I think thinking about it, I think Jalen Warren, like I'd probably rank him somewhere higher than Deontay Foreman if Najee Harris was out, just because I think it could be a similar workload, but more passing game work.
And remember that taking him over Tony or Watson, that's on the suggestion that Najee's out.
Yeah.
If Najee's in, of course you're not going to take Warren ahead of those guys. Let's just want to make it clear.
Let's talk about some trades, and I'm going to hit you with a buy high candidate that I think you can get for cheaper than you should be able to right now, and that's Rondale Moore. He's having himself a little bit of an Amon-Ra St. Brown-esque breakout for the Cardinals. He's looked like the guy that they draft that we thought he would be when they drafted him, playing primarily out of the slot, doing a lot after the catch, although he did have a career-high 110 air yards in Week 10, so that was an interesting wrinkle.
They threw him deep toward the end of the game.
The past six games, he's on 100 catch, 1,100 yard pace. That includes that one game when DeAndre Hopkins came back and Rondale Moore was playing primarily out of position and only had one catch. So he's been really good. He's a top 12 wide receiver for me in week 11. Partially that's a result of this kind of being a mini buy-mageddon for wide receiver. But I really like Rondale Moore right now. Let's get a buy low candidate from you, Dave.
I would start at quarterback with Justin Herbert, and the fact that he's getting Mike Williams and Keenan Allen back. Love the schedule coming up for him. Kansas City, Arizona, Vegas, Miami, Tennessee. There's a lot of favorable matchups in there, and he's going to have his receivers back working for him. And this is already a Chargers team. Chris, they are 0.1 percentage point behind Tampa Bay in pass rate this season. They're throwing the ball 66% of the time. The Bucs are at 66.1. Bucs might fall just a little bit because they want to run a little bit more. Chargers could become the pass heaviest team in the National Football League. Herbert's been terrible for the past few weeks.
I
think that
it's not him.
It might be a tad bit of him because of the rib injury.
Yeah.
But it's not because of a lack of talent. He's not overrated, nothing like that. I think you should be able to get him pretty cheap in trade right now. And he could be a top five quarterback rest of season.
Absolutely. I agree with that. If Keenan Allen and Mike Williams are back, you know, this week and the next couple of weeks, I think that could be really, really valuable for Justin Herbert. He really misses them. It's been just all dink and dunk stuff. He needs guys who can make plays after the catch like Keenan Allen can and make plays down the field like Mike Williams can. So
sure.
I think that's the big thing for him. How about a sell high candidate for you?
I'm going to make the case to sell high on CeeDee Lamb, but I'm not talking about just selling high. This is like, it's like you got to get greedy with CeeDee Lamb. Okay. I'll explain in a minute, but he's coming off his best game ever. catches, yards, yeah, touchdowns, as good as it's gotten. It was his sixth 100-yard game. He's played 41 games in the National Football League. I love the guy, but the huge target volume that he had compared to most weeks, is that a sign of things to come, or is that a blip? And I would bet that that's a blip on two fronts. Number one, when Dak is thrown, he's spread it around. Sure, yep, CeeDee is going to be his number one target, but it's never going to be to the size that it was in week number 10. And also, the Cowboys like being balanced. They like running the football. And sure, they did a lot of that with Tony Pollard. He had a career day in terms of rush attempts, but I know that Ezekiel Elliott's going to come back, and that's going to potentially take pass attempts away from Dak Prescott. Three of the next four games that the Cowboys are going to have are against defenses ranked in the top five in fewest fantasy points allowed to wide receivers. Talking about teams that aren't necessarily great, like the Colts and the Texans and the Jaguars, but they're up there. They do a good job of keeping receivers from crushing them, probably because running backs are crushing them. If you can turn them into A.J. Brown, or I think Terry McLaurin and Jeff Wilson for CeeDee Lamb is a good deal, you might look for more. Again, be greedy. But if you've got CeeDee Lamb and you're 5-5 and you need some starting help, trading Lamb to get two really good, I'm stressing this, really good starters, I think can save your season. Turn one great player who might be valued just a little bit too high. Like Jamie and Heath on FFT said that he's a top five receiver. I don't think he's quite there. But dude, if you can trade him like he's a top five receiver, I think now's the time to do it.
He's a top five receiver for me this week, but we've got some pretty big names on bye. I think he's more in the 8 to 12 range most weeks. So I don't disagree with you there. I think it's an opportunity. Look, it's like you said, the best game of his career. Anytime you got a guy coming off the best game of their career, there's an opportunity to maybe sell them for a little more than they're worth. But yeah, you got to get overwhelmed, I think, when you're trading CeeDee Lamb right now, and you probably can be. So that's a good spot to be in. That's going to do it for FFT and 5. We'll be back tomorrow to talk about some week 11 start sit calls. We'll see you then.
Greetings, Fantasy Warriors. I'm Heath Cummings, your guide to fantasy dominance on FFT Dynasty. Join me this offseason where mock drafts become epic showdowns and every pick shapes your legacy.
If I was Adam, with the team that he's built, Will Levis makes so much more sense.
And that's not all. We're peeling back the curtain on the future with our exclusive 2024 NFL Draft Prospect Profiles. Uncover hidden gems that'll elevate your roster to legendary status.
Puka Nacua. After Cooper Kupp, we really have no idea who's going to get the targets.
Keaton Mitchell of East Carolina. Explosive speed is ridiculous.
This isn't just a podcast. It's a playbook for champions. Subscribe to FFT Dynasty now, and together we'll conquer the fantasy football frontier. Your dynasty journey starts here.